And so, to return to the main theme of this edition, going green. We started with cycling, then recycling, and now the cycle of the seasons. Whether you enjoy growing things in your garden or whether you have an allotment, we should all be aware of how we can be more green. Charlotte Philcox has been taking a look at just how green we are, and she's come up with some interesting thoughts. Here's Dorothy.
When I hear a certain way of living described as being green, I tend to think, well, that's how I've always done things. That's because I had parents who had lived through the Second World War, and their sense of waste not, want not influenced almost everything we did. How many people, for example, still bother to darn wool socks and jumpers? It's something I certainly do. I grew up with a deep love of nature too, but that wasn't the case for most of my friends, and even back then, my family was considered a little eccentric. We found a use for nearly everything, and recycling was a part of everyday life, including in the garden. So it's not really surprising that to me, caring for the environment and reusing things is almost as natural as breathing. And growing fruit and veg organically seems completely normal too. It's also one of the most green things anyone can do to help the environment. After all, providing yourself with a supply of fresh produce, however small, reduces pressure on the supply chain, cuts food miles, reduces packaging, and cuts waste. You'll also be reducing your own responsibility for the pollution and environmental damage caused by most large-scale commercial growing. Whether through all the exercise and fresh air involved, or in the actual eating of nutrient-rich produce, home food production will certainly help you to be healthier too. My family grew organically before it became fashionable, by caring for the soil, making compost, encouraging wildlife, and refusing to use any garden chemicals or pesticides. Over the years, I've taken this further, growing Russian comfrey for natural, potash-rich plant feeds and making other evil-smelling potions for my plants from things such as sheep droppings, seaweed, nettles, couch grass and horsetail, the plant variety, I hasten to add, which is actually rich in silica and helps plants build resistance to fungal disease. I've also done everything I can to spread the word by giving talks and teaching others how to garden organically too. I may have helped a little, but I'm so glad that these days things seem to be changing on a much bigger scale, with many gardeners waking up to their impact on the environment. However, despite the rays of hope, not all gardening is quite as green as it is made out to be. One of my biggest bugbears is the amount of plastic used in commercial horticulture. Just think of the number of compost bags, plant labels and flower pots, not to mention all the plastic accessories, polytunnel covers, water butts, netting and so-called fleeces we use, very little of which is recyclable or biodegradable and ends up in landfill. Surely there must be some more sustainable alternatives. For now, the best thing gardeners can do is reuse everything and reduce the amount of stuff we buy in the first place. As an example, if you must buy commercial compost, the plastic bags it comes in shouldn't be thrown away. One use is to turn these inside out, fill with compost, and make drainage holes with a garden fork for instant containers in which you can grow potatoes or tomatoes. Module trays in which young annuals are sold can be reused too, or saved for someone who prefers to raise their plants from scratch. I have some trays which are ancient, and when they start to split, I just sandwich a few together or cut away the damaged compartments. Broken terracotta flower pots don't need to be splashed up for drainage crocks either, as they are easy to stick back together with household silicon sealant. Still on the subject of recycling, I know someone working in a garden centre who saves the black plastic wrapping from pallets of commercial compost for use as camping ground sheets. And of course, Most gardeners know that recycled wooden pallets stood on end, nailed or tied together with old baler twine and lined with cardboard, make the best containers for homemade compost heaps. All the obvious things aside, I believe that one of the greenest things we can do in the garden is source our seeds from small producers, such as Tamar Organics, tamarorganics.co.uk, who supply many older, reliable, genetically diverse and open pollinated varieties. If you grow organically, you really do need to use organic seed, as this suits natural gardening methods best. Some hybrids may have some advantages, but most are bred to grow with artificial fertilizer and chemical input, so aren't always right for the organic grower. Hybrids also produce sterile plants, so you can't save seed, and they cost much more too. This, of course, is convenient for breeders, large seed companies, and those holding the increasing number of plant patents, who often have close connections to the multinationals who make pesticides and artificial fertilizers. Sadly, despite our best intentions, we are all guilty and need to wake up to the impact of our supposedly environmentally friendly hobby. Modern-day gardening may not be entirely green, but with a bit of care and thought, we can make it a lot more environmentally friendly.
Thank you, Dorothy.